This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, moving on. Elsewhere in the macroeconomic domain, news of inflation today. There is still practically none. The Consumer Price Index came out this morning. Core inflation, as it's known, that takes out food and energy, up just a 0.1% over a month ago. But you dig down, as one must with this kind of data, and you notice some components of the CPI moved quite a bit. Gas was up 6.5%. Apparel fell almost 2%, the biggest one-month drop there in 70 years. Point being, those kinds of month-to-month fluctuations show just how hard it is to measure inflation accurately and the speed at which this economy changes isn't helping at all. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman takes us out shopping to explain.
I went to my local grocery store to check prices, just like the 400 data gatherers the Bureau of Labor Statistics sends out every month.
So I love blueberries.
They have a big container of them from Mexico, and that's $7.99. A smaller container, $5.99, and those are organic, and they're from the U.S. So how do I compare those?
You want to be measuring what's actually coming out of the consumer's pocket.
Steve Reed is the economist in charge of consumer prices at BLS. He says it's crucial to compare like to like.
If you priced a different set of items, you wouldn't reliably be tracking how much the cost of living is changing.
That's fine if you're talking about T-shirts, which don't change much. But what about computers? Prices keep falling, but their power keeps rising. Former BLS Commissioner Erica Groshen says there are elaborate methods to capture that.
So when a new model comes in with a new bell and whistle, they can look at what's the average price difference for having this new feature.
BLS is always trying to improve its data. This month, it started using electronic transaction records from a national retailer. That may have impacted the inflation rate for apparel. Government's been trying to figure this out for a long time. Notre Dame historian Thomas Stapleford says if you had been a Revolutionary War soldier, you'd have cared when Massachusetts
agreed to start adjusting the pay rates for their militia based on the prices of beef and Indian corn and sheep's wool.
Prices were skyrocketing. Getting soldiers to re-enlist depended on getting that inflation rate right, just like it does today for cost of living adjustments. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.